Hey everybody, how's it going? This is Paul Cooley coming at you with another Steam Feed podcast. I hope your week is going well, and today I want to talk to you about something that I have been pretty quiet about, but yet I've been learning about for the last 3 or 4 months. It's been a pretty heavy topic for me, but I didn't want to speak prematurely on this topic. I have done, a couple weeks ago, last month, whatever it was, a podcast on having a disaster recovery plan for your business. So if disaster strikes, are you prepared? Would your business be able to get back up on its feet and continue making money, providing value for your customers in the midst of chaos? Now, there's another form of disaster, if we're talking virtually and on the web, and that is website security. What would happen if your website disappeared? What would happen if you had a hater out there and they wanted to take you out virtually on the web? And you know, it's one of those things where if you've ever experienced, and hopefully you haven't, but if you've ever experienced a robbery, maybe in your house, a car, there's a certain feeling of being violated that happens. And the same can be true for your website. I mean, this is your brand. This is like the hub, you know, people can go to find out about you, your business, your brand. This is the way that you're making money. So now your site disappears. That could be seriously messing with your livelihood. And that's serious business now. That's not something to joke about. That's no laughing matter. I remember quite a few years ago when we owned a coffee shop. I was just getting started with the online stuff, and I was so proud of myself. You know, I built the coffee shop website with WordPress and found a cool coffee shop template, you know, and made this website, and it actually turned out pretty darn good, if I do say so myself. I remember though, one day going to it, and I hadn't been there for a while, and I went to the site while I was there at the coffee shop, and I went, "What the heck just happened?" And someone had hacked into the site and replaced all the content with these weird, I don't want to say Taliban videos, but I mean, that's what it kind of came across as. And basically, the person, whoever it was, they just kind of wanted to prove a point. I mean, they didn't do any damage besides that. I mean, I had to go get all the content again. But it wasn't like a severe attack. It could have been a lot worse, so put it that way. And I just remember going, "What the heck?" You know, and back then I had a kind of a college, or no, it wasn't even college, high school geek friend. And he's like, "Oh, I'm going to find this person." And really, he never did. But anyway, I do know what it's like. All right. So now jumping forward to the last few months, I recently made a really cool connection, which got me started on the topic of security. Now, we've heard of different things, let's say like Anonymous, for example, and we tend to think, oh, that's, you know, that's out there, that's the big brands, you know, Facebook has to worry about them, or Google, or the government, or whatever, right? But it has absolutely blown me away by how common web hacking, for lack of better terms, happens on a day-to-day basis. Now, in my opinion, there are two types of hackers. There are the less professional ones, but that they're out just to cause trouble. They're out there to deface your site. They're out there to cause problems and, or you know, maybe hack in and install malware and bad links and links that go to bad places into your site. I have friends that's happened to, where they went in and realized, wow, why is my site linking to a whole bunch of porn sites? You know, that has happened, and it happens on a regular basis because there are people hired to go do that. That's how they make their money. But that's one level of hackers that's out there. There's another level of hackers that's really underground that if they hack your site, you're not going to know. You know, with the other ones, there's kind of obvious things where it's like, oh, there's bad links. Okay, something bad has happened. But it's the ones that get in and get out that you have no clue about. Those are the ones that really you need to worry about. because those are the ones that will get in and get out with your content and never know it. Get in and get out with possibly your customers' and clients' information and you never even know about. This is where it gets even more dangerous. So when I say hacking, don't think of anonymous necessarily. I'm talking about people that are coming in and wreaking havoc, but yet you don't know it yet in your business. So there's a statistic I found, and there's a link down below, and you can check it out. There's, 'cause there's a little blog post on it. I did not write it. Someone else did. As far as statistics show that there is a website hacked every 5 seconds. Yes, not 5 days, not 5 hours, 5 seconds. That's insane. Just in the short time of this podcast, I mean, how many sites have just been hacked? I mean, that's scary statistics right there. But yet, when I read it, and as crazy as it sounds, I completely and totally believe it. So, I recently made this connection with an ex-Google employee. And this guy, I mean, I've been blown away by his knowledge. Just a great, great guy, extremely knowledgeable, and understands kind of this hacker world because of what he had to do with all of the deals with Google. I mean, obviously, they're dealing with threats. So he was able to understand how cyber attacks happen and web security and so how to counter it and all of that good stuff. Well, as he started to show me different areas of my site that needed improvement, and that's really was my wake-up call, where I realized how open my site was. I hadn't done anything really that special to protect my site. I mean, and probably, I'm taking a guess, most likely many of you haven't either. You might have heard of one plugin or two plugins that are supposed to be secure, but how do you know for sure? So, you know, I'm building sites, man, you know, and installing the plugins and all that. But I realized and found out through my friend that there are many ways people get into sites, whether it's through outdated software, plugins, web forms, a lot of different things that people can get in, and they can get in very quickly without a whole lot of effort. And so, as time went on, he began to show me different plugins that I needed to install, things I needed to do differently with my site to secure it and get it as secure as possible. I think it's probably safe to say, you might not agree with me, that there's no such thing as 100% web security. It's just unfortunate, but it's not going to happen. So the goal is to get the site as secure as possible to eliminate the majority of hackers out there. And so, like, for example, one plugin that all of you should go out, download, and install it on your WordPress site is one that's called the Bulletproof plugin. So if you Google Bulletproof Security plugin or WordPress plugin, it'll probably be the first thing that comes up. Download that sucker and install it. It's a little, probably a little confusing or a little intimidating at first because there's some different settings that you have to do, but it is well worth it. And that one protects your HT access files. But then again, that's only just one area of the website. So installing one plugin or two plugins is not necessarily going to protect your site. It almost provides a false sense of security, which is a bummer deal. You as the business owner, and you as really so many things and so many aspects you have to cover with disaster recovery, but web security is one of those things that you have to consider and think about. Not just for the sake of your own brand and protecting your own website, but what about those of you that are doing web design? What about those of you that have clients and you have their information, whether it's in your website or their website or your different accounts that you store that in? Are they safe? Okay, so what I've done is I talked to my friend and I twisted his arm as much as he didn't want to do it because he's, you know, it's just not his style necessarily. But I twisted his arm and I said, look, we've got to do a conference call. People need to know this stuff. I'm shocked and amazed that we're not hearing more about this, but most of it is underground where we're not seeing this. We're not hearing about it necessarily because it's not really a part of our business model. So why would we, you know? But it's one of those things where it is possible you've been hacked. For example, there's a plugin, and I'm drawing a blank on the name right now, but there's a plugin that scans my sites. So I'm able to see every login attempt that is attempted on my site. And I'm going, wow, there's people all over the U.S. that have tried logging in. Very basic, you know, but they went to where you would normally go to log in, and they typed in admin and realized that didn't work, and so they left. Now, that was a very subtle, no big deal kind of thing, but it does show you there are people all over, not just the U.S., but the world, that have no problem trying to get into your site. So what I've done, and there's going to be a link down below, like I said, I've talked to my friend, and we are going to be holding a conference call, and this is going to be hosted, sponsored by Steamfeed. So this is an official Steamfeed conference call that I want to provide to you to equip you with all of the knowledge, because I could try to relay it to you, but I'm probably going to mess some stuff up because this is still not the world that I live in. I want you to hear it from my friend who really gets this stuff. And so what we're going to be doing in this conference call is we are going to be covering the different areas that you need to be concerned about when it comes to your WordPress blog and website. The different plugins that you should install, the different things that you might need to be doing differently. We're planning on doing other ones as far as Wi-Fi security and email. I mean, there's a ton of different other areas of security, but we're starting out with WordPress. So if you use WordPress, this is going to be a call that you want to get on, okay? Seriously, like this is too important to skip up because we are talking about something that's very real and a very real threat. We're going to be covering how to prevent not just hackers, but malware, brute force attacks, things that I don't really know much about, like the rootkit. Like, I have no idea what that is, but it's a problem, okay? And that's what we're going to be covering on this call. So I highly recommend and encourage you and hope that you guys join me on this live conference call, and you can click on the link below. And you can register to be a part of this event. We're also going to be having a question and answer time, so you will be able to get your questions answered. So you can start getting on the right track and getting your website and even your customers and clients' websites on track and secure from a real-life threat. I would also love to hear what you have to say and think about web security. Is it something that you've put a lot of thought into? Is it something you don't believe exists? You know, what are some things? Maybe you've had your site hacked. Let me know down below. I would love to hear from you. Until next time, guys, we'll talk to you soon, and we'll see you on the conference call. Take care.